The Navy commissioned 4 Iowa-class battleships in World War II. The USS Iowa was the first to join the fleet in 1943. The ships had 9 big guns that could launch shells as heavy as a small car.
15 seconds standby.
To this day, Americans are in awe of the greatest battleship ever made. This home video, filmed from a nearby vessel, is among many battleship postings on YouTube.
Oh, this is beautiful.
We could see it going through the sky. They always said, well, there goes a Volkswagen through the sky, you know.
Max Fox from Pella was on the Iowa when she pounded targets in North Korea.
All that gunpowder and stuff, it created quite an explosion. Then we'd feel the concussion from that, and it would just about whip her pant legs off, you might say.
So when the battleship fires a full broadside of 9 16-inch guns, the ship actually moves sideways in the water.
The Iowa and her sister ships Wisconsin, Missouri, and New Jersey have a colorful history spanning 4 major wars. This scratchy 1946 recording is titled The Story of the Big Stick and recounts the only time the armor-plated Iowa was hit in the Marshall Islands.
It was there that the Japs reached me for the first and only time of the war, with a 6-inch projectile that left an impression like a fingerprint.
Curator Bill Johnson is with the State Historical Society, where the recording is being held for the USS Iowa Veterans Association.
This is just what we think, that it probably was recorded on the Iowa. They had equipment on the ship to do such things.
General MacArthur appears, so suddenly...
When Iowa reporter Jack Shelley covered Japan's surrender aboard the Missouri, it was almost the biggest moment in history for the USS Iowa.
Well, originally, the surrender was to take place upon the USS Iowa. But with a change of presidents, Harry Truman, and being from Missouri, decided that the sister ship of the Iowa should have that honor. And the Iowa was then designated as the radio ship.
VIPs on the Iowa include Presidents Roosevelt and Reagan, and entertainers Ed Sullivan and Doris Day. But the biggest star of all was the ship itself.
Steam turbines producing 212,000 horsepower.
The Discovery Network's military channel gave these battle wagons its top rating.
But it's the mighty Iowa-class battleship's massive firepower, an incredible 35-knot top speed, superior armor protection, and a service length of over 50 years that rightly earns them the title as the greatest fighting ship of all time.
For the crew of 1900, life on board was tolerable, although there was no air conditioning. Storekeeper Max Fox, originally from Bloomfield, lived on the Iowa for 4 years.
If it was comfortable outside, they would arrange it so all the sailors could sit outside and watch the movies after dark. And then when we were cruising, we'd sunbathe and we'd just have a good time, you know.
Disaster struck the USS Iowa in 1989 in a gunpowder accident in turret number 2. 47 sailors were killed, and the ship was decommissioned the following year.
Well, the Iowa is a symbol for the state. It's the mightiest ship the Navy ever produced. It was quite an honor.
The last major action for the Iowa-class battleships was in 1991. This is live firing from the Missouri during the Persian Gulf War. Today, the USS Iowa is retired off San Francisco Bay, with supporters raising money to convert the battleship into a floating museum. Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.